So if you've got a patient who is node negative at surgery, okay, at surgery, with these parameters that I've said, very small tumor, 1 centimeter or less, ER positive, and with a low Ki-67, it looks like these patients almost never relapse. They've got a very good outlook. So there's a subgroup you can say, right, they don't need chemotherapy. So to come back to my lady, who is 59, we can say to her, despite the fact this is the lady who had a big 6 centimeter cancer, remember, despite all that, this is a lady that we can say, you've got a very good long-term outlook, you don't need chemotherapy. So at present, the main indication for neoadjuvant endocrine therapy is to downstage to avoid mastectomy. But I think it's going to become much more important than this. I think we're going to see a lot more giving neoadjuvant endocrine therapy, not simply to downstage, but as a means of determining whether that patient needs to go on to have chemotherapy or not. Now, in those circumstances, you don't necessarily need to be treating large cancers. You could be treating small cancers. So we're no longer looking for large cancers to downstage to avoid mastectomy. We're looking at almost all comers, perhaps.
Looking at biology.
Absolutely. And we're using the tumor as an in vivo measure of response before surgery to determine that lady's the efficacy of the endocrine therapy and also to predict long-term outcome and whether chemotherapy needs added in or not.
Now, you mentioned Ki-67, a marker of proliferation. What do we know about how changes in Ki-67 after neoadjuvant therapy sort of predict what's going to happen in the future?
Right. Well, this is something that we have looked at in the IMPACT trial. And the answer is that pre-treatment Ki-67 is a prognostic factor, as that's been known. But it's not nearly so powerful. What we've also done is look at Ki-67 2 weeks after treatment. And in the IMPACT trial, the Ki-67, the absolute level, 2 weeks after treatment, was a much more powerful prognosticator, was a much more powerful determinant of whether patients were going to do well or not than the preoperative one. And I guess what's happening is you're getting a kind of integration of the basic biology of the cancer, which the pre-treatment Ki-67 reflects, but also the sensitivity of that specific tumor to the treatment, which is why the two-week post-treatment Ki-67 seems to be more effective.
It makes a lot of sense that that would be more sensitive than just sort of feeling an imaging a lesion. What do you see, for example, you give 100 women who have ER-positive tumor and AI, like what do you see with the Ki-67?
In 100 women, well, there's a spectrum. Some women have very low levels. The average reduction is about 80%.